This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello?
Bless her heart, she can't add two and two, but she got a great body, and I'm taking her home.
Hi there.
God, you're ugly.
Yes.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Red. Just like a fire truck.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Yes, sir. Large and in charge.
Suck on that, losers.
You can suck this.
Get ready for some hot, hot fun tonight. The Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville. 1471 Rockville Pike. Hot fun. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figures of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don. Mouth-watering Mike. Bodacious Buzz. Red Hot Rock. And John and Joe, your joy boys. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Welcome to the nationally syndicated Don and Mike Show, where we always give you the laughs you need on the ace. Starring a man whose agent isn't vigorous, and he invites you to come use his pool anytime. It's Michael Thorpe as the tightest DJ in America, Don Geronimo. And he sits and really works it a lot. He's the inventor of the world-famous Lil Mikey Burger, and he can have a panic attack at any moment. He's Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara as Mike O'Mara, with the sexiest, swingin'est newsies ever to grace a glass enclosed room. He makes men cry and women swoon. It's Michael Elston and Bob Burbank. The junior apprentice producer, he's a wife-beating Nazi and the real-life Donkey Kong, it's Robert Wadham Speedwack. Also featuring an aging stoner who has many parameters and the best fake British accent around, it's the world's oldest boom trainer, Long Joe Hardinger. Slowly working his way up the Don and Mike totem pole, he's a webmaster extraordinaire, a guy who sits in the back room with a really squeaky chair. It's the associate junior apprentice producer, John Yanni Gorman. Today's episode of Don and Mike is brought to you by Bart. Now, coming to you live from the World Down Mike headquarters in fantastic Rockville, Maryland. Broadcasting rich Corinthian reverb. Here's Don and Mike! Oh, let's hear it for him!
Oh. Wow.
That's a favorite.
We kind of like that one.
I know that's like nails on a chalkboard, but that's a favorite.
Well, it's exactly what we were looking for.
Running the risk of pissing off the guy yesterday who had his name mentioned.
Right.
I think that's by loyal listener Glenn Darren.
Yeah. And if it's not, certainly let us know.
Screw off.
Or screw off.
Either way, it's a good one.
Hello!
Hi there. Today to start the show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Whoa, look out, look out. Everybody's looking for a dog.
Hello.
There. You can have it.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, man, you won't make it.
again, Jack.
What?
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Whatever that means, Z.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Who he?
That's Chris Hansen.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
You can suck this.
Not that.
Suck on that, losers.
That's just not nice.
Fancy dish you got here.
Thank you.
Look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's just bring ourselves in.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Big Ed McMahon. And you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday. 1018 on 6. It's October 18th, 2006. One phone number, 24 lines. No waiting from anywhere in North America, including Canada. Call us at 877-365-3636. You can hear us on your computer. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and right there we come out of the speakers. You can send us the fan mail. Oh. I want to talk about that because the fan mail's been arriving already today.
Oh, we're excited about that.
We'll start with some fan mail. You can email us, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And also the iTunes thing is there for you. Click on the front page of our website. It'll take you to iTunes and tell you how to get the daily download of the show. So there we've covered it. The phone number, the intronet, the email, the iPod.
All the ways that you can communicate or we can communicate or we can, you know,
the
it's
phone
all
number
there.
Thing.
Have intercourse.
And the Reno style show tonight.
Oh, boy.
We're doing a live show tonight. We're going to be at Hooters of Rockville.
Who's excited? Buzzy's excited.
I'm excited.
Buzz is clean. That's tonight, 8 o'clock at Hooters of Rockville. It's the Reno, I'm going to fade that out early. That's the Reno style show.
We certainly look forward to seeing all of you there.
Yes, it'll be big fun.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start with we got the summer ratings today.
Yes,
and we are in sixth place.
Yep,
and
there it is, right there.
We have already been. And we're fine with it. We've been hit with an absolute deluge, a monsoon, a tsunami of emails from loyal listeners who have said, apparently they thought because I guaranteed that we would do better this book than last book, that apparently the show would end today.
Ah, that we'd be folding up our tent and moving out of town.
No, we are.
It doesn't work that way.
I should turn my car off. Then?
No, that's it. We're done. After we're done talking here, we're done.
That's the announcement.
Yes.
That's it.
We're done.
Listen, I take my guarantees very seriously.
I know, Joe Willie.
If I am mad at some guy on a website and I guarantee that we're going to do better in a rating book and we don't do better, well, you know what? I'm the type of guy that says, okay, you got the best of me.
Going home.
Bye, everybody. Really, and bye, Mike.
So long.
You too.
Yeah, no, I just want to say farewell as well.
Rob?
Well, I can go with or I can stay here. It's your call.
No, come on.
All right, let's go.
Are you a member of the troop or not?
Damn right I am. Let's go. Why are we still here?
We're walking out on the man now. Right? Or no, we're walking out because
we're done. I'm done talking.
We are the man. Okay. It would probably be smarter to turn the microphones off, right?
Well, when we're done once and for all, have you polled everybody? You didn't ask Buzz.
Well, he's with us.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Yes. It's been fun, but we're out of here.
Yeah, he's always...
give him his chance to say his
goodbye. I know him. He's like, you know, in Ocean's 11, he would be the guy who's always there. He's always in. Buzz is always in. If there's hot action,
I'm in.
Is in.
It's been real. What about the two guys in the back room?
Screw them.
But are they welcome to join you if they choose?
Are they well? I know one of them as well, and I'm happy about that.
That's true. Yeah.
John's ass surgery has gone very well.
He has better color than he's had in a month.
We just had him pull down his pants, and his ass is just as pink as can be. It looks like a baby's bottom. And that really is what John has been going through is, he's had elective surgery
to put in an extra one.
Well, I thought it was.
I don't know why, but
I thought it was originally to make his look silky smooth like a baby's bottom.
Now that was that was the first plastic surgery.
Because it was so disfigured,
and that's when he required
from
another
the years of abuse,
hideously disfigured.
Hideously, his ass looked like that kid's face in Mask.
It did, Rocky.
I am not an animal.
Okay, stop it.
I'm sorry, we're entertaining him. We shouldn't be.
Anyway, let's see. The magic of doing this show is that. There's always something written down. Let's go to our website for Wednesday, September 20th.
Okay, fine.
I'll read you exactly what it says. We got our first, and this is where, you know, it's repeated back what we say on the show. This is what I said a month ago. We got our monthly rating trends today. These don't count until next month, and we drop back a little bit. And Rupert is crowing about it on his site. Don is guaranteeing we're going to do better in the summer book than we did in the spring book. Move from third to sixth. That's a one-month trend, a trend. The real numbers don't come out till next month. Rupert is wound up about this. Rupert and his girlfriends are going to have to wait till the real numbers come out to break balls. Why do you think Rupert doesn't post the numbers for the money demo 2554? Those are the numbers that advertisers look at.
Yeah.
And those numbers were a tenth of a point behind the news station. And that is smaller than the margin of error. Eat one, Rupert. Don is guaranteeing that we will be number four in the next book. Without this show, Rupert and his girlfriends have nothing to talk about. They need us. Then anyway, it goes on and on about how we're the top biller, which is true.
Have been for a while.
Yeah. You see,
A long while.
Jim Farley, be careful coming after your big fat ass. Don is challenging the losers who post on Rupert's site to call in. We know they won't because they're cowards. Anyway, so that's what I said. So here are the ratings. And you decide yourself. All right, so we're in sixth place. And that don't suck. That's the beauty pageant part of
six
it.
Plus, 6 points in the place, I should say, in the beauty pageant is where we are now.
We went from a 5.2 to a 4.7. In the summer book. That's down half a share.
Right.
So, we'll live with that.
Got to. We have no choice.
Golly, I sure am ready to bend over and take it from everybody who lives and
breathes. Take the gas pipe.
By everything I said. But I stand by my prediction that I made in April. That we would be back to number one by the end of the year. And we will be.
There we go.
I mean, when you look at the fact that our radio show, back in January and February of this year, was rated as low as 18th
right.
overall.
That was scary.
And the fact that...
That was a scary time. That's when the suits began to hover like vultures.
Our loyal listeners got in, for the winter ratings, we were 15th place.
Mm-hmm.
Spring ratings, 4th place. So now we've gone from 4th place to 6th place.
Yeah.
Well,
Remohood.
Boo-hoo. You know, we're okay. I seem to be the only person that's remotely upset about this because I ran my mouth. Everybody else is great. We have nothing but emails and phone calls from all the dickwads at this company saying, oh, yeah, great, 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 great.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is happy because sure.
Well, it's true.
Well, see, when we talk about it, we do have to talk about what we are known for and which we have held on to for years and years. And that is not the beauty pageant. And we did very, very well in those demographics. And we're very happy about that.
We're number one.
Well, the suits are very happy about that.
We're number one in every male demographic.
There you go.
Yeah, the one advertisers care about. Adults 25 to 54, men and women.
Both.
We went 6.8 to 6.5. Went from second to third.
Pretty steady, though.
That's a successful goddamn book. That's a great ratings book. You want the list of all of our number ones? Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's do it.
Right, because, as you know, I predicted that would be it. You know, we'd have a bigger book, or else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the or else.
Or else we tell you.
This is what we're going to have to live
or
with.
Or else, hey, we've done this forever. We do this. We tell you whether it's up or down, good or bad.
Hey, listen.
This, you know what this is, really? You know how I look at this one? This one I look at is, all right. You know, I mean, it's not falling off the cliff, and it's not climbing the top of the mountain yet.
You know,
that's fine. We're going
to
be there.
As someone with much more knowledge of this than I said to me today, look where you guys were 8 months ago. And I said, yeah, but I ran my big mouth. And they said, well, listen, you know, keep running your big mouth. Keep running your big goddamn mouth. That's why all the big mouth breathers keep writing and keep listening.
Well, and it gives people something to watch and something to talk about and something to break our balls about. I like it. I enjoy it.
So you should know that in the overall beauty pageant, all people 12 and over, and God, we're not doing well with 12-year-olds.
Ouch.
We really aren't.
No, we're not.
We're in sixth place. Now, adults, 25-54, that's your money demographic. Third place. I'll take that. We're behind the hip-hop station, the news station.
For now.
All right, Farley. That's fine. Your big hemorrhoid ass is in front of us right now.
That's true.
That's fine. Let's go to, men. Well, or people. What do you want, men or people?
Men.
How about, men? All right, men. Number one. Well, this would be every male demographic.
Well, we...
18 to 30...
What the hell were we hired to do?
18 to 34.
Right.
Number one. 18 to 44, number one.
Mm-hmm.
18 to 49, number one.
Right.
18 to 54, number one. 25 to 34, number one. 25 to 44, number one. 25 to 49, number one. 25 to 54, number one. And finally, all males from 18 until 54, which is all the ratings company cares about. We're number one.
Those are all adult males.
That's it.
You're right. We can't go on with
adult
number like
male
that.
Dolphins.
So then, let's see. We've got that, and then there's other stuff like 18 to 34. Well, now that's a great number, 8.8.
Right.
And that's persons, right?
Yeah, nice.
Number one. That's number one. So this
wait,
is
wait,
what,
18 to what?
18 to 34 persons, number one.
Thank you, young people.
So, you know, this is why I'm in a bit of a got my you know my underpants in the back of my throat right now because I ran my big mouth. And everybody's calling me today and saying, hey, this is really great. You guys are overperforming the station by 200%. You know, this is really super. You should be so happy. These are great demos. I know you're down a little bit, 12 plus, but who cares? Everything's great. You guys are kicking ass. This is like 8 months in a row. You guys are really on a roll. And all I could think about was, well, I said we'd do better.
Yeah.
Now, I got a conversation.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Got in a conversation today.
I thought you were going to say you got in a confrontation.
Well, it almost was with one of our friends from New York.
Okay.
Who shall remain nameless.
All righty.
Okay, but you know, I'll give you a hint.
There, that's my hint to you. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
So, he's going to love that.
Right.
He was one of them. He calls and he says, hello. I'm bad at impressions. I'm not Mike.
Right.
He says, hello, how are you? And I said, oh, down a goddamn half point. And he said, hey, what's your effing problem? You're on top of the effing world. You're number one in men. You're number one in men. That's all we care about.
It's true.
It's the other. And then I said to him,
we start messing with the beauty pageant.
I said to him, well, I got the whole thing. I ran my mouth on the air. And then he picks up. He was on speakerphone. And
yeah.
Then he picks it up. And he goes,
good drama.
Why are you even talking about that on the air?
That's right. He doesn't know.
No.
He's up there.
First time. He didn't know. I said, oh, we've always talked about it. He said, that's dangerous. That's really, really dangerous.
Hello.
I said, we really trust
welcome
me.
To our show.
In this regard, we know what we're doing. I mean, because...
But it also helps, you know, you like the competitive thing. Yeah. I like the competitive thing. And, you know, it puts a little added pressure on us, and that makes it... I think that keeps the edge. I like that.
I don't know any other show out there that's on the air saying every day, we want to be number one rated,
right.
And we're not number one rated yet, but we
have
want to
never,
be number one rated.
I have never heard any other show really cut right to it and give the specific numbers.
The numbers.
I haven't.
We do.
I've heard some spin... I've heard certainly good, you know, when good numbers come in, but I've never heard all of them good, bad, and ugly, and that's what we do.
We
have to eat crow.
So, well, you know, we're not eating crow except that I said that stuff, but, you know, too bad. You know what else I predict? I predict we're going to get a foot of snow tonight. I guarantee it.
Or else.
Or forget about it.
Or else.
I don't even know
what. So anyway, I came in today, and back there was like 15 emails already.
Right.
You know. Because the internet people had already been getting together on this, and it was like, oh my God, what's I gonna do?
Were they really in a lather about it?
They were very positive emails, fans
right.
of the show. You know, are they gonna do a show today? Are they gonna address this? How are they, you know, hold on. This is not like when the show was in 18th place.
Yeah, but we addressed it when we were in 18th place. Since when do we not address it? We address it. If we're going to talk about being in 18th, 15th, 14th place, we're certainly going to tell you when we go back to 6th place.
I still think this is the hottest goddamn show in the city.
Yep.
I think that we're screwed for a couple of reasons that I can't discuss.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the hardships that we live with.
Like, what are you talking about?
You know, no, I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about our friends in Laurel.
Ah.
The people at the...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
We can't.
Yeah, that's right in City Hall, brother.
So, onward and upward. Really, I think the show will be back to number one by the end of the year. And here's the thing the guy in New York was getting on my ass about. Said, once he calmed down, he said, you know, if your show is number one in the demo, you know, if your show is number one in what we hired you to do, in every male demographic, you're number one, why are you the only guy that's focused on something that people only cared about 20 years ago? This overall number.
Right.
And I said, well, it's the way that I am, and it's still, to me, it's the greatest achievement in radio.
It is.
Even now, as splintered as radio is, and I'm not afraid to get on the air and say, I think we do a goddamn great show every day, despite what I say on the air to our callers. I think our listeners are fantastic and loyal. And this is a number one radio show.
It occurs to me, no, I can't say that. Jeez, I realize we're talking
even
about
even though Arbitron says technically it's a number six radio show.
No, I just, I encourage all people to listen harder.
Mm-hmm. Please do. Well,
ladies.
Yep, we need them to listen a little harder, Mike.
Ladies, we love you. You know we love you.
You know
you might be confused and think, shut up, Rob.
The men,
you think we might not love you, but we really do love
the
you.
The men are pulling up their end.
Right.
So anyway, there you go. There's my big concession.
Everybody, here at Misogyny Radio.
Get on the internet right now and just start typing until your fingers bleed. And make sure you spell my name, D-O-N-I, with an exclamation point. And make sure you write, I swear on my wife's casket, I've not looked at anything. I won't look until the end of the show, but I guarantee there's going to be all this. Told you this is the end of their show. They do the same bits every day. They're so old. They're falling off the face of the earth. They're not relevant anymore. This guy said these bold statements. He can't back them up. They suck. They suck. They suck. They suck. They suck. Okay. You know what? Eat me. Here's the thing. No balls. No balls. You got what I'm saying?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the little cactus flowers out there.
Ain't nobody out there undefeated.
Little prickly flowers.
Last time I checked, Michael Jordan didn't score every time he had the goddamn ball.
Right.
And yes, that's right. I'll equate myself to Michael Jordan. Why not?
Why not?
I guarantee that I could go to the NBA and win 4 championships in a row. Not 3, 4.
Or else. Forget about it.
Or else.
Why you?
No, anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. This is a really very good summer ratings period, and we're looking for big things in the fall. So thank you. It'll be a nice springboard.
Yeah, this is one where we have to say thank you, because we did appreciate the support this time around, and you're still there for us, and we do like that.
So, yep. Those are really good numbers, despite what you might hear me say.
Despite the bravado.
There you go. So...
Bravado!
That's as close as you're going to get me to eating a humble pie.
Bravado!
You're only going to get the humble pie.
I like that. I mean,
we stumble out of the top 10, baby.
I like the way you did it, though.
Yes.
It was matter of fact. And you know what?
You got to just deal with it, Mark.
For those people that when we get to, you know, to be number one, when we crow about it a little bit, remember this, okay, that we have these shows, too, where we tell it like it is. Because I don't want any bitching if we brag a little bit.
Say,
all right?
Tell you what, though. We're still the goddamn stars of this POS radio station.
Oh, my God.
There's no doubt about that.
That's for sure.
Why don't they just rerun Opie and Anthony's first 2 hours instead of Bill O'Reilly?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'd rather hear 2 hours of a radio show that was just on the air, that's a good radio show, that can pull ratings, other than Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
But Bill O'Reilly's not our problem.
I mean, if you were sitting there programming CBS television on Sunday morning, would you put Meet the Press on and then immediately have, or which is CBS is Face the Nation, isn't it? Would you put Face the Nation on and then have Mad TV come on afterwards?
No.
It just doesn't work.
It's
you would.
It's a personal thing. It's just.
No, but radio's totally different. Radio, you do have to have synergy. You do have to have some, you know, some complimenting shows. You really, really do.
I just want to be very careful that this is a, that we don't come off, because what we're not doing is
blaming anybody.
Making excuses.
No, it's the same crap we dealt with when we were number three.
It's kind of what you get when we get knocked off just a peg, but I feel that we really need to jump back up and just pull it out and kind of give everybody a shower. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's at that point that I have to point out that even though we're here going, woe is me, we are outperforming our radio station by 129%. Without fail, we are the most listened to show on WJFK FM anytime, any day part. You can add the other day parts together, and they don't add to the people who are listening now.
Right.
So for that, we thank you.
We do appreciate that because we know it's not easy all the time.
Of course, it's not, you know, it's not really tough to make that statement when you're working on a radio station where like 8 hours of the day are either filled by BS political crap or reruns of stuff that's just been on 10 minutes ago, although I just advocated running a rerun that had just been on 10 minutes ago instead of Bill O'Reilly.
But that would be a better alternative.
There I am. All over the place,
it would
Jack.
Be a better fit.
All over the place, because I'm destroyed. I am destroyed.
But I think the clear message is we stand alone on this show. We always have, and, you know, listen harder. Absolutely.
How do I console myself? Oh, only the wonderful emails from Michael Hughes.
Was he sweet today?
Well, Don and Mike show continues to dominate where it matters most. Cool. like he's got a clue what we're doing. You know, where's that CSI commercial, you big dummy?
You know, we're waiting on. They're still waiting on the word for that?
Yeah.
All right.
We could call him today. So it might be a good day to call him. Yeah.
Say we need that commercial to kick us over the top?
Yeah. Remember we had a contest with our listeners to have a homemade TV commercial made. It was up on YouTube. We picked one. Gave the guy $500. We are buying the commercial time.
Hi
there, Michael.
Very good.
He knows who we are.
Hello.
That's
a good sign. You're listening.
We are buying the time out of our own pocket.
Yes, we are in
bum FVA.
Right.
To buy a time to run this commercial. Just gonna be. It'll be funny to see the commercial on cable TV.
It will.
Michael Hughes, the general manager, has told us that the company would buy a spot adjacent to the beginning of CSI, which is, you know.
We couldn't be more excited about that.
Hot show, great buy for an ad. What's the status on that, Michael? Maybe as you've heard of saying, even though you've sent wonderful emails and everybody else has called, I apparently am the only one upset that we were down one half of a point today, and we need something that will.
You are the only one upset.
You're goddamn right. I'm the only one that runs my mouth about it.
Not exactly.
No, Mike, you don't care at all. I called Mike today, and Mike said, "What's an Arbitron?"
I've always said for 20 years.
Mike said, "Listen, I am up to my elbows in hot dog buns right now." You want to talk about...
No, tell the truth. What I said when you called was what I always say. Who is this?
How did you get this number?
How did you get this number?
Michael.
Sure.
Sure what?
Is the answer yes?
The buyer is working on it.
The buyer's working on it?
Yeah.
And when might you have a word on that so we can...
We're encountering a show that obviously does very well and is in high demand, particularly during...
Means it costs too much.
These heated political races.
It costs too much.
Probably early December.
Waiting list.
Early December.
Will it be on during the fall ratings period that we're in?
Yes.
Excellent, technically. All right, then we'll get our ship going.
That would be important. So you are going to wait as a company until the political stuff is done for the price to come down a little bit.
Well, it's more of a question of availability.
Availability, waiting list.
But I'm sure if you've got money, you could push past.
That's the way it works.
Guys.
Yes, I mean you could actually jam yourself right in there if you wanted to pay a premium.
Tip
gotcha.
The maitre d'.
Just want to make sure that everything there is on the UP and the UP.
Yeah, no, not the repeat.
So, how are things going, Michael? How are things with you, General Manager? Let's do an impromptu Ask the Manager. He's here right now.
Well, that's the first question out of the box. How are you, Michael?
I'm fine, thank you. You guys?
How's everything going? No, this is your interview.
I don't know how Don is, but
can I just tell you,
with the summer book.
Yeah, I mean, forget the numbers for a second. If I could tell you really how happy I am that we are in our brand new studios.
Oh, that's good. Yes, it's overdue. Glad you're doing that publicly.
Every day we all come in and we say, isn't it great working here? And I got to tell you, besides the fact that the equipment is finally top grade and that...
No snafus.
Everything works great. The best part, really, is never seeing you.
That's a lovely thing to hear.
So thank you.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's really...
Well, what it is, Michael, it really is a thank you. It's a thank you from
the fact, the fact that you've allowed us to annex the show to a private
building. Now, don't single him out. You should say there are a lot of other people you don't see every day.
You and... And all the other guys that made it happen. But just the fact.
We're eternally grateful, Michael.
Yes, we love it.
Well, you're welcome, but you're missed in Fairfax.
No, no, we're not.
I think we are.
No.
I really do. I have to agree with him. I think we are.
I don't think so.
We get to see Rob every once in a while, so.
Yay, Rob!
Yay, Rob.
So, overall, for you as a manager, how did this ratings book look for you? I mean, with all the stations you manage.
It was one of those rare occurrences where fortunately everybody was up. So
Everybody's up.
That's a good thing. All your radio stations looking good.
They are.
Very good.
Really? I thought JFK was flat.
You know, where it matters most in our mail concentration down.
Okay. All right. That's good.
All right. Yeah. Good. Glad.
Very good.
You know, I don't care about the beauty contest.
How's your Spanish station?
Yeah. How is your Spanish station doing?
Doing very well. Number 5, 1834.
Do you speak any Spanish yet?
Un poquito.
Un poquito. It means a lot.
During this edition of Ask the Manager, will we entertain a question from the back room?
Sure.
If there is one.
Yes, it was submitted on paper.
Who happened to submit this? We should give credit where credit is deserved.
Joseph Ardinger.
Michael, we have an employee here. You might not have met him. His name is Joe Ardinger.
I've heard of Joe.
All right. His question is as follows. Any raises this year, Mr. Hughes?
That's from Joe Ardinger. Joe writes, any raises this year, Mr. Hughes?
If there are, Joe will be the first to know about it.
Ah, that's good.
Thank you.
Very, very diplomatically answered, as usual.
This open forum is always useful.
This is you know, Ask the Manager. That's what it's all about.
It is what it is.
Let's see. Oh, I know. Rob was telling me today, a bulletin, that you're letting a talent get away. From your stable.
I'm so glad you brought this up. Michael, this may be the greatest missed opportunity. How could you possibly have let this talent slip through your fingers?
Pat Goss and his weekend Car Talk show, allowing him to leave our station after 15 years.
Is there a chance that WJFK will survive this defection?
We wish Pat all the best.
Another diplomatic answer.
I sure hope you're smiling.
See,
for everybody,
I really do hope you're smiling.
Everybody who doesn't know, this guy Pat Goss is a guy who has he's on some MPT show.
Yeah, like he runs a garage and
Motor Week.
And
isn't it called Motor Week?
He's a car guy.
We've had him on our show plenty of times.
Very nice man.
I listen to his show on the weekend of him in the car. I mean, what guy doesn't like listening to a guy talk about? Oh, I guess I shouldn't say that, being as you were not able to retain his services.
You used to listen,
but I used to listen to him. So
did we lose Bonnie too?
Yeah, Bonnie defected with him.
So now you have more.
And she said it just like that, too. Just like Moscow on the Hudson. She said, I defect.
So now you've got
defect.
Now you've got more holes. You've got more holes to fill on the weekend on this station. Because you have no viable programming now on the weekend.
Might I make a suggestion since we have the manager on the phone?
Yes.
The segment occupied by Mr. Goss was a car segment, right?
Yes, it was.
It was a, you might say it was a segment that was designed for the auto enthusiast.
Yes, sir.
Sure. I would suggest some homegrown talent, but a rookie talent, someone with a little less broadcast experience. Someone just randomly picked from any garage in Western Prince William County.
That's pretty much the way they do things already.
I think it would be marvelous. But I mean, really, an unseasoned individual, like some of the guys that I've had inspect my motorcycle over the last couple of years, and you bring them in and you put them on, and yeah, you might have a guy there that's like a facilitator, like a Rob when he did his car show. You have somebody there, but you really let the raw talent on. Somebody that has maybe,
difficulty grasping the English language.
No, I bet I know what you do. I bet your next move, you'll find some pawn shop out there.
You will find a pawn shop radio.
You will find a consignment shop out there that wants to be on the radio on the weekend on a 50,000-watt radio station. I imagine the great weekend programmer is like, you can call in and say, hi, I've got a mattress that has a stain on one side of it, but if you turn it over, it is absolutely brand new. I'll let this go. My number is 555-HA-HA.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
What, Rob?
If we could do, I don't know, just spitballing here, the Leo Donahoe Swap Shop.
Okay, shut up, Rob.
You know, you have to get one in
for
him.
Would you just stop it?
What is it with him? What the hell is it with Leo Donahoe?
Nobody listening to the
show knows who Leo Donahoe is.
He's a sales guy.
Nobody knows who he is.
What is his deal with Leo Donahoe, Buzz?
But if we keep saying his name, people will know.
Why Leo Donahoe? What is it? What did he do to you?
He did nothing.
What did he say to you?
He's funny. He's funny and he's short.
Jesus. Stop mentioning his name.
He's even put graffiti on the wall here about Leo Donahoe.
It's not really graffiti.
Well, you put a label on one of the shortest doors we had and you put Leo Donahoe's office.
It's a tribute.
I have no idea where this hostility
is. Leo Donahoe is.
I thought you'd like him, Mike. He's like a 5 handicap.
He is ratings poison.
Is he?
Yes.
I agree.
People don't relate
to Leo Donahoe.
But who can we get to host the swap shop then?
It doesn't matter.
The swap shop.
So, Michael, how long do you think you got left?
Joe?
How long do you think? Here's my final question for Ask the Manager.
One more suggestion before you do that. Since we're talking about shows, Madonna's Kitchen. Thank you.
Now I'm listening.
Thank you very much.
How long do you figure you got in this gig?
I'm sorry, say that again, Don.
How long do you figure you've got in this gig?
Are you asking him what his shelf life is?
Time remaining.
Yeah. What I mean is, you know, until things really start going south. How long you think you got? You think you got a year?
It's getting better every day.
It's getting better every day.
Do you think, now I know that you're not a bold man like myself, and of course you might get egg on your face if you were to guarantee that you would have this job a year from now, but do you feel strong enough about your position as a manager?
To perhaps predict that he would be here to the end of our string?
Oh, I don't think he has the intestinal fortitude.
I'm just challenging him.
I don't think he has the intestinal fortitude for that.
I'm not really in the mood to switch ponies right now, even though we don't deal with these guys as much as we used to.
Do you think you'll be able to keep your job for a year from now?
I just come in and do my best every day.
I was looking for either a yes or a no.
He doesn't want to do
some
what
optimism.
You did. He doesn't want.
Yeah, I love it here. I'd like to be here. I plan on being here.
So do I. Rob said so does he. Rob just said so does he.
That's a separate issue.
Michael,
you know, they all turn on Rob, don't they? They eventually all turn on Rob.
I always like asking people this in an interview situation.
You know, I'm ready to give Michael a little tip here. You know, your predecessor, Mr. Linewand, had a very interesting strategy in dealing with Rob. He would categorically ignore Rob on the air. If Rob would speak to him directly, Alan would never respond to him, and I always thought that was charming. Just something to consider.
Michael, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Good question.
I didn't hear anything.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I like living in the Washington, D.C. area. I'd like to be right here.
You don't see yourself
having a lot of fun.
I'm afraid we're playing match game. Everybody else has put up either casket or CSI table.
Or prison.
I put institutionalized.
Not a prison.
I had institutionalized.
Me too. I had Looney Bin.
Yeah. He'll be alive, but it'll be an interesting life.
Looney Bin.
Yes.
So tell us what hot shot radio deals you've made today.
Anything good?
Big time manager. What have you been doing?
I've been looking at a lot of numbers.
Looking at a lot of numbers.
Looking at the Summer Arbitron. It's good news, so I've been sharing that with everybody who will listen.
And, I know I sound like a broken record when we get you on the show, but how is Cincinnati coming?
Cincinnati.
The Don and Mike show.
Remember you promised us or not promised?
Or perhaps Fort Myers, which is even nearer and dearer to my heart.
I'm told there are a couple of good markets in the works, but that's...
That's right.
I'm simply a messenger when it comes to that.
Very good. I guess we'll have to take that and run with it.
So tonight's a big drunk night for you, huh? Pressure off tonight. You go home.
Will it be port or will you be going with a red or a white this evening?
Probably a nice red.
A nice red.
Nice red.
Good idea. They're supposed to be healthier for you.
I am a important program director.
Hold on a second. That's
are you ready for this?
On red. Stop it. Are you trying to find the...
Yeah, hold on. I got him in here somewhere.
It's in here. Hold on a second.
Here we go. Here he comes with the warm red wine, right?
Yeah, you're right.
You get that? I've got the card over here if you need it.
Whatever you mean.
Hey, we're all digital
by
now.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
There it is.
Change me, mommy. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Have you talked to yourself yet?
Hello there.
I don't think he's playing.
Michael?
Sure.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
He's not responding to it.
Michael?
The line one technique.
This is.
But don't be this way with the tapes.
Hello there.
This is kind of fun. It's got, you can talk to yourself.
Isn't this fun?
Isn't it fun?
Just ask yourself a question.
No, not really.
Would you,
not
would
really.
You, would you please really. Just ask yourself a question?
It was a few minutes ago.
Just a yes or no question. You know, just,
hello there.
Hi there. Hi there. So
you mean you want Michael to ask the tape a question?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Yeah, I'd like Michael to ask Michael a question.
One question?
That's all.
All right, just one question, Mike.
Would you ask yourself a question?
I called him Mike.
Mike Hughes.
Mike Hughes. Mike Hughes talks to Michael Hughes.
Or would you rather, to get out of this, would you rather answer a question from yourself?
That you have the choice, ask or answer. Which do you prefer?
I'll answer.
He'll answer. Okay.
Let's start the conversation.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael.
What cheese do you like?
I didn't get the question.
Oh,
what cheese do you like?
One more time.
What cheese do you like?
What do I like?
Cheese.
Tell me about cheese. What cheese do you like?
What cheese do I like?
Yes. Yes?
Hell, I don't know. Provolone?
Provolone!
Name a good cheese.
Okay, I answered. Aren't I done?
Another one.
Can we go back to talking about Rob's issues?
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I want to sing. Hello there.
Seems to have gone south with the tapes now.
Hello there.
Hello.
He's hating it every minute.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Well, Michael, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Michael?
Sure.
Oh, I find an enema clears my mind.
All right,
oh, dear.
We got a break. We have calls coming in.
Wow.
Congrats, guys. Congrats on the summer book.
You're just not playing along.
Thank
today.
You, Michael.
Just not nice playing going. Along. Thank today. You.
Hey, Michael,
bye-bye
do
now.
You love my glasses?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. He's gone.
Bye-bye.
Make me feel love.
Like the wind.
There he is.
Time for loving.
He's hard. You know, he is a little difficult to read. He stays, he hangs in there.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
And here, this time he was listening and he took the call.
Hello. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, I hate to ruin your day.
Oh, but go ahead.
Wait, no, this is, wait, hold on. Of course.
Right.
Of course she's calling today.
It's Dennis's birthday.
Of course she's calling today.
Hold on. This is
the worst luck woman in the history of mankind.
That's my middle name.
Jesus.
Now hold on, why is this bad luck for her?
She's just bad luck.
For us.
Gladys Kravitz?
Yes. She's bad luck.
You remember how long she's on probation until?
I'm not the one that's put her on probation.
I'm ignoring Rob.
I have put the probation of Gladys Kravitz in your guys' hands.
Okay, well, she's violated it now. And
oh, did I hear something? I thought I heard something. Was that a little noise?
I'm hearing something now.
All I know is she's a very loyal listener of this
Rob.
Show. She lives in Wichita. She listens
Wait,
every day.
Didn't she screw up an election?
She's the
yes,
reason.
Didn't she screw up an election?
Yes,
the
last get couple. Over it.
Get over it. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get over it, Gladys.
What do you mean, like the election with Bush?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did she screw up the election?
It
she
was
did.
Her vote that put him over.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't she call in that day?
Yes,
election
she did.
Day.
Yes.
You called election day, didn't you?
And you taunted.
I did.
You called election day. I'll never forgive you for that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, now don't make me feel bad.
No, you don't feel bad because she's evil.
Well, Rob, I know you can't feel bad.
I am not.
You may not call until Easter.
Easter? Okay.
Of
well,
08.
Easter.
I just want to tell you all you boys, no girls, so all you boys, and, well, there is a girl.
And we knew it was we knew it was Dennis's birthday.
I know it. But I have a wonderful birthday box being sent.
I bet you do.
To who?
What, to Dennis?
For for Joe.
Uh-huh. When is Joe's birthday?
I'm so tired. Hush, I've had a sick kid for 2 weeks.
Oh, like we care.
Oh, do you remember when Gladys had her retarded kids fighting on our show?
Oh, that was who's been sick.
He's mentally retarded.
Is it a hangover?
Do you remember when she had her Down's syndrome kids on our show?
Yes, Corky Kravitz.
If he was listening, he'd appreciate this.
Remember that?
Wonderful 16-year-old son.
She had these
wonderful football players.
These two window lickers, really, these two mongos. My God, they had these two kids that were back-talking their mom, sassing
horribly
mom.
Behaved. Absolutely.
No, it was just one. It was just the one.
Is he still horribly behaved?
No, he's wonderful. I have wonderful children.
Hmm. How old are your children?
20, oh, almost 30.
Anyway, she's...
22.
What kind of
19,
man?
16, almost. 14.
I just heard, you know what I just heard? I just heard a half a dozen numbers when you I asked what, you that
well,
simple, simple question.
You know what she's like? She's like the typical lady that on the Regis show when they spin the wheel.
Yes.
Gladys Kravitz.
Excited to be on, doesn't want anyone else to be on due to the greed factor.
Is the absolute perfect woman to be on the Regis show.
Because they're desperate to be on, they're very excited, and then when it really comes down to it, like watching the show and knowing the answer to a question, strike three.
Gladys, I didn't mean that as meanly as my friend Mike did. I said it with love and affection.
I know, Donna, I love you the most.
And that's
I
why
do.
I love you the most, Gladys.
I know. But I love you all. I love
lady.
You.
Well, I would love you, Gladys, if you hadn't screwed up the election.
Yeah. Only you would gobble my gonads.
Well... No, thanks.
Gladys Potter.
There you go. There's the answer. Yes.
Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler.
How many postcards have you sent into the Regis show?
Never.
I don't think you're telling the truth. I think you're
no,
a lying sack.
No, I don't think I've not. I've sent something into the Tony Danza show.
Of course you have.
Because I'm an expert on the movie where, you know, the three guys dress up as women.
What movie is that, Gladys?
Tufeng Wu, Thanks for Everything, Love, Julie Newmar.
You know, why say,
yeah, why say Wong Some Like It Hot? Why say the classic?
Oh,
you know, why don't you put in there, put the Patrick Swayze movie in there.
And you know that Danza's off the air, right? But yet you still
is
keep entering.
Is he really? Well, that's
yeah, he was canceled.
She didn't know.
I guess you brought him some luck.
God, you guys.
Well, I've been so busy.
You know, this reminds me of last week's CSI, where there was just a poor woman in the alley, and these thugs just came up and were just kicking her and just repeatedly just throttling her. My goodness sakes, you're laying right now in the fetal position in some skank alley in Las Vegas.
You have to realize I do believe that she is personally responsible for losing an election.
Yeah.
Where's the witch music?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, my favorite music.
All the hate for you, Gladys.
Oh, no,
darling,
no.
Darling, listen, call whenever.
I will, but I'm sending
call. What are you doing?
No.
Call
you know what?
Whenever.
Yeah, go, Gladys, I agree. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll wait. You can call whenever you want.
I'm with you.
See,
well,
I know what you
through.
Think. I know that you think.
I don't think.
I know that you think.
I don't think.
She'll call and that she'll set me off,
I
right?
I don't think. I know. I know for a fact. It could be twice. It could be three times. But when she gets into four or five, if that, trust me.
Uh-huh. It'll be
Gladys, when you were, you know, in our favor,
when
how
was
many,
that?
How many times did you call? Like, what would be your
well,
average?
She did call a lot, Mike. That's
probably
right.
Probably at least once a week.
At least once a week. Yeah.
How many times did you play Jeopardy?
Oh, once when I was 40 years old. And now I'm 50.
Oh, you're 50.
Hey, let's play our song. Gladys Kravitz, Gladys. I love Gladys. I love Gladys.
Do you still live in the same house that you lived in when, you know, you were 40?
No, we moved. We moved from Wichita to a small town. So I started listening to Wichita.
Hold on.
Yeah, things in Wichita.
That's a funny joke. I moved from Wichita to a small town.
You moved from that megalopolis?
Prior to the bustle?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But, I found you guys. Yeah. Listen, I found you guys one time.
Hey.
The first time I listened to you guys, I was sitting in the car while my kids were at gymnastics.
Hey.
I love you guys.
Hey, I remember.
Come on now.
Are you still dry?
Oh, man, I'm having hot flashes.
That's
a yes.
The change.
The end is near.
The change.
The end is near.
Are you in a, like, tornado alley where you live now?
Yeah, always have been.
Do you still have to buy tampons?
No.
What about pads?
After birthing seven children, it doesn't work.
Do you have seven children?
What about pads?
No, nothing. Hey, it's over with.
You really have given birth to 7 children?
Well, yes.
Well, hold on. Why was there a hesitation?
Why are you ambiguous about that, Gladys?
Because 3 of them are in heaven.
Oh, okay.
That's not a sad thing. It's not a sad thing. Right. I say that lovingly. But I have 4 beautiful children.
Way to really uplift the show.
And I have 3 grandchildren and a 4th one.
Kind of hard to hate her now, huh?
No.
I'm not looking at you, Rob. I know Rob's got no problem with it. No. I was looking at old Softy Mike over there.
No.
Not
her.
Good luck woman.
Yeah.
No, that falls to the category of...
Did you say good luck woman?
Yeah, it's again, you know what? She brought bad luck to this conversation by bringing that up.
Sure, of course.
So, someone should cut your leg off. And we could walk around with it for good luck.
My Gladys foot.
Not a rabbit's foot.
Gladys, have you had any good fortune in recent months?
Oh, boy.
Nope, you haven't.
No, I turned 50 and they had a surprise party for me.
Yeah, did the house burn down?
And I was very surprised.
Oh, yes.
Has your husband left you?
No, but he's not home very much.
Really? What does he do?
He is...
Has affairs.
In the medical...
Are you going to tell me he's a funeral director now?
No. Or he's a physicist.
He bangs women in Topeka.
He's a physicist.
He's a traveling Kansas physicist.
He's got some skank in Oklahoma City.
A traveling physicist. Takes all his stuff out of a big suitcase.
Step right up.
Yeah, radioactive.
All the big vagina clamps.
Are you enjoying your time on the show now?
Yes, I am.
Very good. I feel
like I'm just talking to my sister.
And I always like that it's an image that I get like that we have a slight 5-second delay when Gladys is on the phone.
I feel like I'm talking to my uncle who had a sex change operation.
How many of the youngsters still are at home?
2.
What's for dinner?
2. A pot roast. My mother is here. My mother is
here.
Oh,
your mother. Oh, yeah. there's someone. Is she a dragon?
She smokes like one.
Really? What's her flavor? What flavor of cigarette?
Well, remember, you had my mother on there.
There you
before.
Go. Now we're getting into it. Now you don't answer questions anymore.
Oh,
what flavor of cigarette?
Oh, gosh. Whatever's cheap. I think she smokes Marlboro Light.
Marlboro Light.
Really not a cheap cigarette.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't smoke, so I don't know. But she was on the show, remember, for Mother's Day? She did the tongue twister. And she...
No, Gladys, we don't remember.
I know you don't. But
Gladys, my love is running out.
Okay.
Oh, don't be foolish. We can keep her on for another hour.
The red light is just going on my dashboard. I need to refill my love.
Does mom need pads?
That's a valid question. Does your mom need pads?
She needs those other kind.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mom got the oopsies?
Hey, mom's 72, and she had 9 kids.
Wow.
So you have to change mom's diapers?
No. She's very self-sufficient.
Well, I think both you and your mother are to be congratulated that neither one of you died during childbirth.
Yeah, really?
Way to hang tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have a little Gladys.
Hey, Gladys.
Tell Rob not to disturb you.
Gladys. Now she's abusing the privilege.
Gladys.
Yes.
Gladys, love you.
I love you guys too.
You know what? Let's put 30 days between our next conversation.
I'll mark it on my calendar.
Okay.
Just like when I used to have my period.
Oh, you're such a kidder. You are.
And weren't those great times?
Weren't those great when you used to listen when you get your period?
If she had 7 kids,
wasn't it great
when was she having a period?
Wasn't it great even just having a period when
it
you weren't
was,
listening to the
hey.
Show?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, I bet it was party time. Rob's right. 7 kids, it was party time when she got her period.
Yeah.
Let's make it 40 days.
Thank you.
It'd be several. I'll call you whenever.
Call when the pot roast is done.
I tell you what.
You cow.
Here you go. Come on. Hey, stop it.
Rob.
Stop it, Rob. That's mean.
I was talking to the pot roast.
That's mean. Gladys, let's make it an 07.
Okay.
07,
well,
yeah.
Can I call you Christmas time?
See you next time.
Can I just...
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. I love you guys.
Call during our Saturday show.
I will. Okay. Right early.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Look forward to that November 31st call.
Delightful woman. Sat next to her on a hot day.
You effing C-word.
I swear to Christ.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Hold on. She's still there.
You can suck this.
No, you had to get nasty. You had to get mean.
Shut the F up.
Well, I don't say the.
What are you, a moron?
Hey, what a miracle that that phone hasn't found its way into the cradle yet, Gladys.
Hello, Gladys.
Bye bye.
Shut up.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Love you too.
Jeez, I swear to Christ, that's a neck ache right there, isn't it?
Rob, I understand why you do what you do.
Which is, oh, the beatings?
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, we didn't say that I beat my wife. We just kept it general.
The beatings.
The beatings.
I understand. Hello, Todd and Mike Show. I tell you what, the being nice in me is worn out, man.
You must You must be spent.
God damn.
I don't know what the hell was wrong with you.
I felt sorry for the old broad.
That's a miracle. She's impossible to feel sorry for.
I felt sorry for her. She's not been on the show in 6 months.
She's a camel.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Dromedary.
Hello.
Yeah, this is what she begets.
Hello there.
This is what she begets.
Here comes the luck. Todd and Mike Show.
Come on, seven.
My
hello.
Now.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
You are on the air.
It's Gladys time.
Welcome to Chick Wednesday. Only chicks call the show.
Well, I wanted to talk to Buzz.
Hi.
Of course.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he'll be
now, normally when someone says yes, ma'am, you jump right in because you want to talk to Buzz.
He'll be at the appearance tonight. He's clean. He brings a blood sample, and he also brings swabs to clean up afterwards. Anything else?
You sound different on the phone. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Buzz. Talk to
where,
Buzz.
Where's that? I wanted to know if Buzz knew where Parsons, Kansas.
Now, hold on a second. We said he's right here. You can talk to him directly. Why don't you address him directly?
Say hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. You have such a sexy voice.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you to say.
You're welcome. Do you know where Parsons, Kansas is?
No, but I'm going to look at a map right now.
Okay, excellent. That's where I'm from, and I live in Annapolis now, and I love your show.
Oh, well,
you're my
you.
Favorite.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's all I have for you.
Thank you.
Let's
you
just get her... keep that our little
do you want to get her vitals, Buzz?
Well, sure. What's the who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, that's very nice. That's lovely. Well, thank you for that.
I don't think so. You don't sound like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No. Well, who do I sound like?
Melissa Gilbert.
Mindy Cohn.
Who?
You sound like Mindy Cohn. She's beautiful. Look her up on the internet. She's beautiful.
Beautiful in my eyes.
She's hot. She's hot.
Hot?
Yeah, I think she was Miss Israel.
I'll check into that. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boring.
Wow. To you, maybe.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I wanted to ask Don a question.
Three in a row. God damn it. Three chicks in a row.
Hey, but that's what we need, so this is a good thing.
Yes. 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 Hello, honey.
Ma'am?
She's gone.
Oh.
She am gone.
I'm fine. How
hello. Oh, this guy's got his radio up too loud. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Hello there. To you.
Hello there. How am you on this good-looking Wednesday?
I need some information from you.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother.
Go ahead.
Again.
Hello. Hey.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman Foley.
When are you going to... Hey, how's Janice, man?
Is this the finger guy, Don?
No, finger guy. No finger guy.
This is not your finger guy.
How's Janet?
How is who?
Janet.
Janet, my girlfriend? My old lady?
Yes.
Oh, my brother, she fired his wine. Are you kidding me?
What number would you give her in the sack?
What number I give in the sack? Same number I give your mama.
Oh! Two snaps up.
How many necks can a redneck read if a redneck...
Gilly.
You know,
you just blew it, buddy.
We just deleted that out. And
nobody heard it, so there you go. Screw you.
Not for profanity or anything. The guy has having a real good conversation with us and just wanted to slip in the name of his website.
Yeah.
No.
Not fair.
Listen.
Cheater.
Here's the deal. You come into our world. If you amuse us, you can give a plug.
We've given people plugs after they've done that. We have a very nice call, and they do it at the end. They ask, though. No sneaking.
Just don't be a dick about it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Don, Mike?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Kathy, and I just wanted to say hi. And are you all having a show tonight somewhere in Rockville?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been promoting it for a good long time.
Yes, we are tonight. Hooters of Rockville.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention was Mike.
You wanted to mention something, or you wanted to ask? Because the first thing you did was ask a question.
Correct.
So, but you said the other thing. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Ask or mention something to Mike that
I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Weight Watchers is a subject. I'm on Weight Watchers, and I was wondering if he was on Weight Watchers.
Yes, I am, and I'm doing quite well. I'm on Weight Watchers, and it's going swimmingly.
Hold on, I was talking
to Don about it before the show.
Hold on, we got a break. We'll follow that up when we come back from this break.
I'll tell you, if you listen through the break, through the commercials, ma'am, I'm going to tell you I've got an interesting new Weight Watchers plan that I tried last night.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right, stay tuned. Okay. Hang up and listen.
Okay, bye.
I'm sure you'll like it.
Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Very excited about it.
Bye, fat ass. So, let's do this. You know what we should do right now? Too late. Yeah, we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.